Today, love is in the air on a very special love-filled episode of Hello Ross. I have no clue who's going to pop by to say, describe beef dip.
Well, I personally have never been, but from what I gather, it's just thousands and thousands of beefy, muscly, hairy bears all on the beach partying together.
Yeah, that's right. I'm taking your calls. We're talking love. Do you have love? How'd you celebrate? How'd you meet? Are you single and looking for love? We're going to talk it all out. I'm picking up on you guys. It's time to say hello, Ross.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And welcome to the program, everybody. It is me, Ross Matthews. Hi. Oh, I'm in a lovey kind of mood. I'm so lucky to have such great love in my life. You know, I can't believe it's been over 3 years since I met my husband. Yeah. I know. I had been in a long term, and then I had a few years of just kind of single and dating, and you know, and then I was in Puerto Vallarta with a group of friends, like the same group I went with. We used to go like 5 times a year. Cause when I lived in California, it was like a 2-hour flight to Puerto Vallarta. And Puerto Vallarta is like the gay capital of Mexico. It's so gay. And it was just so fun to go. And I was there with a group of friends, and I wake up early because I'm an active senior citizen, and I went and got a breakfast burrito with my friend Nikki, and we were like, should we eat at the restaurant or should we go up to the roof pool at our hotel? And we were like, let's go up there. It'll be beautiful view. So we went up there. No one was there except for one person in the little corner, and we were eating our burrito, and I was like clocking this guy because I was like, he is so cute. That is my type. Nikki's like, oh, that is your type. I'm like, he is my type. And I was like trying to make eye contact, but he was reading a book. He looked real smart. And then he started getting up, and I was like, now's my move. Now's my chance. Let me do it here. Make my move. Right. And I walked up and I sort of, oh, excuse me. Hi there. I'm Ross Matthews. And he held out his hand and he said, I'm Dr. Wellington Garcia. I said, oh my God, thanks. Hello. And then we started talking, you know. I was like, I think this pool's warmer over here than that pool over there. And we were talking and touching, and then we touching the water. And I was trying, that was my line. Like, do you think this pool's warmer and whatever? He like went with it. And then I was like, do you want to get in the pool? And we got in the pool, and then Nikki got in the pool. And then all my friends came up and we were all together, and everyone was like, Ross, how long have you known this guy? And I was like, we just met. And it felt like we had known each other forever. And my friend Nikki said, Ross, and I swam over to her and she whispered in my ear, you just met your husband. And she was right. She was right. My amazing husband, Wellington. I love stories about love. You know, whether you are in a relationship or you're in between relationships or you're looking actively, I want to know. I want to hear how you met, how it's going, what the secret is to your love story. And if you're looking, what's it like out there? Where are you in your journey? So today on Hello Ross, we're talking all things love. And when we come back, I'll take your calls. I'm picking up on all the people in our Zoom room right now. By the way, we're going to be doing this every Friday. This is when I record it. Fridays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. So mark the calendar, tell Alexa, tell Siri, tell your grandma, tell anybody. This is when we're going to be doing it. And there are people in our waiting room right now in the Zoom room. I put the link in my bio on Instagram. At Hello Ross. I'm going to pick up on you guys coming up. You never know who's going to be here to say Hello Ross.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
And welcome back to the program, All Things Love. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to pick up on you all and to hear your love stories or where you are in your love journey. Nothing's off limits. Well, let's go there. We'll talk about love. We'll talk about whatever we want. So let's see who's here to say, hello, Ross. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from? Ross? Well, I'm fabulous. Thank you. What about you and where are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm in London, Ontario, Canada right now.
Ontario, Canada. I've never been there. I've never been to Eastern Canada. Like I always on the West, you know, so Montreal. Well, you know, I've been to Toronto, but never Montreal, okay. Never Ontario. I love to go. So what's Ontario like? How would you describe the city?
Well, right now it's warm. I'm in the South right now. I'm about 2 hours south of Toronto. So it's warm.
Okay.
And by warm, I mean, you know, like 5 degrees Celsius. So
okay, kind of mild. What is that Fahrenheit? Talk to me.
Usually do times 2 plus 32. So like what? 48 maybe.
Wait, that's a new conversion I never knew. Times 2 what?
So I'm actually from Windsor, which is just across the river from Detroit. So
okay.
We kind of do both. Okay. So we're told to convert temps. You just take whatever the temperature is in Celsius, multiply it by 2. And then add 32.
Is this a thing people know? I never knew this.
I don't know. I don't know why you guys would need to know, but like when you live in a border city, all our news and stuff is usually from America. So we have to convert.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Well, you just taught me something new.
Hey, oh, I'm glad.
Tell me something new. What's going on with you? Are you with anyone right now?
I am. I just started seeing somebody. We've been seeing each other for about 6 months, but okay. We were super cash for a long time. And we just kind of got, I'm going to use air quotes, serious, maybe about a month ago.
Did you have the conversation of like, okay, I don't want to see anybody else?
Oh, girl. Yes. So he literally just got back from PB for beef dip.
Okay. Let's explain to listeners. So PB is Puerto Vallarta, which we've already talked about. And beef dip is describe beef dip.
Well, I personally have never been, but from what I gather, it's just thousands and thousands of beefy, muscly, hairy bears all on the beach partying together.
It's such a descriptive title for a weekend, beef dip. It's so really funny. I don't know who came up with it or called it that, but I do want to shake their hand.
I mean, it is really clever.
It's great, beef dip.
Yes. So that week prior to him going, we had the discussion and I just kind of thought if I was going, I'd want to be able to go and have fun guilt-free and do my thing. And I know he felt the same way. So we kind of discussed just go and have fun. And then while that happened, we sort of realized neither one of us was really interested in other people. So we're going to try and just do one-on-one for now.
That is kind of beautiful. You know what I mean? You said, okay, feel free. I want you to express yourself. We haven't had the serious, what's that called? Committed relationship, exclusive.
Yes.
And then once that was sort of allowed, you realize, I love that you realized you didn't want that.
Honestly, it was not something I thought I would ever kind of come to. I'm a little bit of I have, you know, as we all do, relationship PTSD. So I just thought, you know what? I don't want to go into this with my baggage and I just want to see how he would be. And it was great. Worked out great. Just communicating is really important.
Yeah. How old are you?
I just turned 40.
Okay. So you get it. I just talked to someone who was 22 And like, what a difference those 20 years make.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that you say that. My ex was actually 20 years older and we broke up. He ghosted me. So it was sort of like, I kind of thought, and we were together for years, I kind of thought age would equal maturity, but it's not necessarily the truth.
Walk me through the ghosting. That's the worst. Use your grown-up words. So you were together how long?
We were only together about 2 years.
Okay, 2 years, and then ghosted?
Well, so he was American and I'm Canadian, and the border was closed for a long time. And one day it was just sort of like, yeah, we can't do this anymore. And there was like, I still don't have proper closure, but that's okay. I'll maybe never get it, and that's all right.
Well, you know, I think anyone that ghosts you does you a favor, I have to say, because if they can't use their big grown-up words, they should have left before. So thank you for leaving. Thank you for vacating.
Thank you for doing me a favor. Yeah.
Yes. As the great poet Ariana Grande said, thank you, next.
Exactly. So here we are, next.
So you're next. Oh, good for you. You know, and I love that you didn't let a tough breakup, a disrespectful breakup break you.
Thank you. You know what? That kind of started my whole, like, the pandemic was hard. I lost a parent. I lost that relationship, a lot of stuff. But I just sort of realized I'm stronger than I kind of gave myself credit for.
Life does that when you realize you survive things. You think, oh my God, if I can survive this, bring it on.
And honestly, life is so short. There's no point in dwelling on what you can't change and just try and look forward. And that might seem a little naive at times, but it helps.
It also works.
It does work.
It does work. And know that you will survive anything, like even pain. You will survive.
This is so cheesy. And I said I wouldn't say it, but I'm about to say it anyway. One of the things that really kind of got me through that period was watching you and Drew every day. Sort of was the one anchor that kind of made me feel better. It made me smile on days when I didn't want to get out of bed. And so thank you for that. I know I'm one of millions, but it really, really, really made the last 2 years of my life great.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you, because it actually is quite rewarding to hear that. I'm very touched by it. Thank you.
And I know it's a lot of other people feel the same way, but I got the opportunity to tell you. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, that's why we're there. We're there to create, connect. That's the whole purpose of life for us. So thank you for telling me that. Thank you for sharing your love story and congratulations on whatever this is. This is it's newly exclusive thing that you're figuring
thank
out
you so
and
much.
Navigating. I wish you exactly what you want.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you for just showing your joy and your happiness, you getting into your relationship and then ultimately getting married. It was just sort of inspirational. It was just like, you know what? It'll happen. And I thank you, honestly. Like I said, the last 2 years changed my life and you obviously had no idea.
Well, listen, you deserve it. So go get yours.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Say hi to your boyfriend for me.
I will. He just left. I was like, I'm going to hopefully get on Ross. And he's like, I have to go. So I'm going to tell him that I made it.
Okay, good. What's his name?
His name is Joe.
Congrats, Joe.
Oh, thanks, Ross.
Joe and Matt sitting in a tree. Okay.
Too much kissing.
All right. Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Ross. Thanks
bye,
so much.
Bye, my love. Bye. Oh, fantastic. Just fantastic. See, no matter where people are in their journey, I love that we can just talk it out. Juliana, are you there? Hello.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's happening.
Hi.
Hi, my love. Where are you right now?
I'm at home in Connecticut. Technically working from home, barely though.
Well, I noticed a few things. One, I want to tell you, I was just in Connecticut last weekend. It's so beautiful up there. Beautiful. My in-laws live in Westport, so we went to go visit. Two, I love that you're working from home, because three, I noticed you are in a midriff shirt. Cute. What I would give one day to wear a midriff. Dear God.
Yeah, I'm a dance teacher, so I just got dressed for dance. So I like to do the like tiny top, big pant combo.
Oh,
like,
for sure. Very J-Lo. I get it. Yeah, cute. Oh, must be nice to have like, what do you have, a six pack? What's going on down there?
Absolutely not.
No, well, it's cute. Yeah, you're welcome. Good. Okay, so I want to know what your love story is. Where are you in your journey?
Well, I'm only 20, which... Like, to me, it's like, oh, I'm 20. I should have had a relationship by now.
No.
That's like the insecurity talking. It's like, oh, I'm 20. Like, why am I not in a relationship yet? Or why have I never been in love? And it's like,
oh my God, my dear. No, let me tell you something. I know. You are so on track. So you're single, I take it. And you're open to whatever comes your way, I would imagine. Correct Uncle Ross if he's wrong. Okay. So 20s, let me tell you what the 20s are for. I'm giving you some life experience here. And I'm still learning and growing, but I'll tell you what my experience was. Okay. And whatever your journey is, do it. But this was mine. 20s is about you trying to set yourself up for success and finding out who you are, what you like and do, right? So you should be going to school, working hard, dating, not being too committed, because trust me, you don't even know what you don't like yet. Got it?
True.
Okay. So this decade is about learning what your tastes are. Okay. For work, love, sex, school, hobbies, art, whatever it is. 30s, you start applying it. Okay. Now I know what I like and I don't like, and I know because I tried it. And then you start being very selective in life. Well, this is where I want to focus my career. This is where I want to focus my art. This is where I want to focus on the kind of partner I want to be and the partner I kind of want. And then, you know, later in your 30s, you kind of lock it all in.
True. You're right. I know. So you're right.
You got a lot of time. So what do you do now? Do you just meet people out and about? Are you on apps? Are you dating? What's the story?
So I'm on apps. And I've like, here's the thing. It's like, I've never been in a relationship, but I've had a lot of like, you know, experience in that aspect of like,
have you ever kissed anybody on the lips?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes it's like, I've been in relationships, but I've been stuck in that like phase where it's like, it could be a relationship, but it's still not that serious. And it's kind of like, I'm always in that in between of like the beginnings of a relationship, but then it never gets to that point. That's basically where I've been staying at for the last few years.
Besides being 20, why doesn't it get to that point? Is it because you don't pull the trigger, or you don't say how you really feel, or they're not capable of it?
I feel like my generation right now is very like, it's either people are already have been in relationships for like 3, 4, 5 years, or everyone's just like messing around just to like, you know, have fun, which I'm down for. But it's like, I get stuck with the people that like just are trying to mess around, but lead you in like they want something more. That's always, I end up with those people where it's like, oh, you're beautiful, I want to get to know you, like, let's go on little dates. And then once they hook up with you, they're like, oh, well, I don't really want to be in a relationship, but this was fun. And I'm like,
my friend calls it, and people call it love bombing, how they like come hard of like, oh my God, you're the most magical person, this is so amazing, I can't believe I'm meeting you. And then like they hit it and then they're bye. See ya.
Literally, they're like, oh, I got what I wanted. Which the part that bothers me is like, I'm not against hookup culture. I think it's great. If that's what you want, you know, go for it. What I'm against is like not being upfront.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just trying to hook up, then just say that, because it's like, once I get feelings involved, then I never want to talk to you ever again. Now I'm hurt.
No, it's honestly, it's like fast food versus fine dining. You know, like fast food's fine. If you just want to grab a 6-piece and drive through, cool. But like, don't take me to a fancy restaurant, make me dress up, have white tablecloths, and then pick up the little silver cloche and have a Big Mac under there. Right? It's a great analogy. Don't take me to the fancy restaurant. You're just going to feed me a fish of filet, a filet of fish. You know what I'm saying?
It like messes with your expectations. And it's like, it's like now everyone my age is like, it's either they want to just hook up or they already are in a relationship, because it's like, no one wants to be in relationships anymore, it feels like.
Let's go back. I need to just do some math here. So you said you're 20. Oh God.
Yes.
So, and it's 2023. So were you born in 2003 or 2002?
2002. I'm going to be 21 this summer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 2002.
Jeez. God. I graduated college when you were born. Yeah.
Listen,
no, you listen. Don't tell me to listen. You listen.
I know you can't really see. I am shaking.
Oh God. No, listen, you are fabulous. And I want you to know something. You are right on track. Don't put any pressure on you. You hold the reins of your own life. So when it feels right, do it. Okay. Trust your gut, do your thing, and don't put any pressure on yourself. This is you, you are doing exactly what you should be doing at this age. Okay.
Okay.
And that it's good. That comes from somebody who is twice your age. I used to be cool.
You're still cool, bros. Don't even. You're the coolest.
You know what? I can tell you're smart. You're smart. You know what you're talking about. You know cool when you see it. Good luck to you, my love. Keep me in the loop, all right?
I so will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, honey.
Bye.
You know what the truth is? I don't think I would choose to be 22 again if I had the chance. No, I wouldn't. Listen, would have been nice to have like the confidence and to know the stuff I know now. Yeah, that would have been nice, but I wouldn't be where I am. Yeah, you got to love the journey. All right, let's see who's next.
Oh my God, hi.
Oh my God, hi. What's your name?
My name is Robin. How are you?
I'm fabulous, Robin. Where are you calling from?
Work.
Work. Okay. Let's narrow it down a little bit. Are you in America?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes. I'm in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh.
Oh, I've been to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What do I remember about Pittsburgh? I remember it was a brick boutique hotel. It's funny, you know, I've traveled so much in my life, but it was always for work. So like, I'm always in a city for like a day, you know? And so I have to go through my file. I just remember that it was a brick building. Anyway, I liked it. It was fun.
Here, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. So it's Valentine's Day. What are your plans? What's your situation? I'm looking for rings. Are we married or what's going on?
Yes, I am married.
How long?
Well, I guess secretly I'm not truly married, but we say that we are. We've been together for 10 years.
Hold on, back up. So I think we should all have our own rules for whatever works for you, do you. So, but what's the story of your secretly not really married, but we say we are. What's the story there?
So truthfully, we got engaged and I do have a fun little engagement story, but we decided to buy a house instead of have a wedding.
I get it. It's so expensive. What a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah. This made sense for us and it works for us. And that's
so great. So what do you do for Valentine's Day now that, you know, you've been together for almost 10 years? What's the plan? What do you do? How do you keep it fresh after all these years?
We're actually really unconventional. We don't like do that kind of stuff. We don't like lay those kinds of expectations on each other because we don't feel like we need to. Mm-hmm. We'll probably like go out to dinner, have some champagne or something like that.
Cute. So but, what do you do then to show each other? Like, is it just the consistency of everyday life or is there something your husband does or what's the story?
You know, truthfully, he really goes above and beyond in like little ways, like from fixing our washing machine or, aww, you know, the water tank heater is leaking right now and he's ordering the parts to fix it. And like, mm-hmm, was like his love in those kinds of ways, like really being the man, you know, but
I like, so get it. It's like the love language can be so many different things. It can just, yeah, it doesn't have to be like a bouquet of roses. It can be solving that problem that affects both of you. You know, those little things, that's the real love stuff, right?
It's so is, because, you know, he knows how much of a burden that can be on me. Like, it's just thinking about financially and, you know, all of that stuff. And he is a mechanic, so he does everything he can to.
My dad was a mechanic growing up. He could fix anything, but he never fixed it right. It was always like kind of done with duct tape.
Right.
Yeah. He called it trick fucking it. It was his little, he would get around it. And go, oh, it works. I trick fucked it. That's what he'd say.
Well, hey, if it worked, then that's all that matters, right?
Totally. Oh, well, I wish for you love, 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 joy, joy, joy. I'm so happy for you and you're celebrating your unconventional love and the way that you two do it. That's it. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I just have to tell you, I have been such a huge fan of you since, I mean, Jay Leno and your Hello Rock blog. And like, I just, it's so exciting to see everything that you're doing and following, you know, for years and years and years. And so it's just very exciting to be talking.
I knew you had good taste. I knew it the second you came in here. No, but thank you so much, my dear. It means so much to me and happy love, whatever you celebrate, happy to you. Okay.
I really appreciate it, Ross. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, this is so fun. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Ross.
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Renee.
Well, hi, Renee. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Heath, Massachusetts.
East Massachusetts. Okay. Okay.
I think I'm Heath.
Heath. Where's that?
Franklin County.
You got, oh, okay. Keep going.
I'm about 10 minutes from the Vermont border.
Okay. Understood. I'm doing, I can see that now. I think I'm coming to, going to perform in Boston coming up, I think.
Nice. Yeah, takes me about 3 hours to get there.
Yeah, that's fine. Good. Good. Just come for a weekend. Come see me. Say hi. All right. Is love in the air? What's going on with you? Valentine's Day around the corner. Where is your love life right now? What's going on?
I'm dating.
Oh, good. When was your last serious thing?
I got divorced a little over a year ago.
Ugh, okay. So how long did it take between a divorce and I'm ready to go back out there? How long was that journey for you?
Oh God, it still feels like it's kind of ongoing. But at the same hand, a lot of my friends, like shortly in the midst of my divorce, like when I had left and we had signed the papers, we were just waiting for court. A lot of my friends cajoled me to get on the dating apps and like, go put yourself back out there, you know, go have some fun, meet new people, go have a cup of coffee. And that was a nightmare.
So wait, how long had you been married?
I've been married for 4 years, together with them for 10.
Okay. So that's a long time. 10 years is a long time. And so, but people do this when like, when you're still sort of coming out of like that relationship, it just feels like you're totally lost. And then the friends, and I've been this friend before too, where it's like, girl, just go do something to take your mind off of it. Go hit it and quit it. Yep. Just go have fun. So are you able to go have fun?
Kind of, not really. I live in a very rural area. I'm also my mother's caretaker, and it just happened to coincide that when I moved home, I was already being her PCA. And when I moved
primary
home,
primary care, is that what primary, that mean?
Primary care assistant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I moved home, it happened to just coincide with my mom's health going downhill. She's 80 years old. She's now at the point where she needs like pretty much 24-hour care. So I don't leave the house much.
Oh, so that's hard to date. Okay. So this time, maybe, you know, the universe, for a reason, kind of puts you in places, you know, for specific reasons. So maybe this is a healing time for you. And then, you know, like just focus on your relationship with your mom, take care of you, let your heart heal, all of that. Okay. There's no rush. I love that you are in this place where now you're open to it again, and we'll see what happens. But I really hope that you and your mom get some beautiful time together in this. You know.
We definitely have. We're awaiting a potential diagnosis of vascular dementia. Mm-hmm. And she's got a host of medical problems, and you know, not to put too fine a point on it, but we never really have had the best relationship.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. The universe does things for you. So that focus on that relationship maybe now, and then, you know, whatever else can be peripheral, but right now mommy's most important. Okay. I wish you love and give your mom my best. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
You too, hon.
Okay. Mwah. Mwah. Oh, this is fun. All right. Let's see who else is here to say hello, Ross. Hello. Are you there?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Where are you calling me from?
I am in Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado. I've been to Aurora, Colorado. I love Colorado. It's been too long though. Great state. I met your governor once.
Yeah. We saw him at the Pride event on the LGBTQ center rooftop.
Yeah. I met him when he was running for governor. And then I believe he became one of the first openly gay governors ever. Right.
Absolutely. He's Polis? The first one. Yeah.
Is it Jared Polis?
Jared Polis.
Yeah. I met him once I was hosting a human rights campaign event and he was there. And I got to meet him. All right. So what's up with you? We're talking love this week because Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm curious where you are in your love story. Are you single, married, dating? Where are you?
My husband and I have been together since 2007.
Hold on. Do the math. Carrying the one that's 15 years, 16 years?
Yes, 15 years, 16 this year. Is that right? I think that's right.
Did you see how fast I did the math? I mean, come on.
It's very impressive because I'm in the one in the relationship. I'm like, it's been a long time.
That's a long time. Okay. Where'd you meet?
We met on match.com.
Oh my God.
Actually. back in the day before there were all those little apps that were running with the little children are using, you know?
Yeah. Match.com. I remember you both had to be on it and I think it still exists, but like now everyone's like Grindr makes it so much easier, or like Tinder. Cause it's like, you know, people who look for metal on the beach with like a metal detector, right. But it's like, you know, a sex detector. Exactly. Ding, 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 ding. So much easier. So when you met online, were you nervous? This was in the early kind of days of dating online. So did you go on a lot of dates before you met him that you met online?
I had been in a relationship prior to that had ended, and I had been single about a year. And
that's a good time. A good time to be single. Were you a whore? Be honest. In that time,
I was not a whore because I was not a whore, and I'll tell you why. Because I was still not still, but I was raised really religious, Southern Baptist, and I've since, you know, I call myself a completely recovered Southern Baptist. So, but that, you know, process still kind of sticks with you. I mean, you know, I had some fun, but I wasn't, you know, I wouldn't call myself a whore. And that, but no judgment.
Oh, we don't whore shame, but I do think if you do go through a breakup, once you heal a little bit, you should go out there and have a little fun. And what I mean by fun, and maybe you agree with me, is like go on a lot of dates, go meet a lot of people, go kiss a lot of frogs, whatever, however you define that, you know? And sure, so, sure. I think it's a good idea because then, I don't know, it's like a buffet, you know, you get to try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, until you find what you like and then get a puffin of that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, dig in
hospitality.
Exactly. All right, so you met, and what's the best thing about your husband?
The best thing about him is his compassion, and his blue eyes, and how I feel really seen by him. We've been through lots of things in the past 15 years, and he's been my rock, and he's allowed me to be I feel my fullest self when I'm with him, and you know, I have the life that I've always dreamed of having. So
that's it right there. I love when you say you feel seen by him. I love that you, even the color of his eyes, you know, and it sounds like a little thing, but it's how you see him and that beauty you see in him, I think is just so wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Well, you know, we're talking all about love. If you could give any advice to anybody who's single right now, what advice would you give to them if they're actively looking?
I would say if you're actively looking, that the best thing that you can do is to know yourself. Because then, you know what works for you and know what you're looking for and know what you are willing to accept and not willing to accept.
What something for you that you is like a deal breaker you would not accept?
Someone who is cruel, or someone who you know, takes someone who's not settled in themselves, and someone who and because of that wouldn't be able to articulate their needs, and also sometimes projects, and therefore that's where that cruelness would come from. So I just feel like someone who's wanted to, you know, a grown man who had done work on themselves and not wasn't trying to do playtime.
I get it. We're grown-ups here. Life is short. Let's go. Let's kick it grown-up style. I'm with you, Jason. Absolutely. Congratulations on your love and your life. Okay. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. Take care, Ross.
Thank you so much. Thanks for waiting and coming in to say hello, Ross. All right. Oh, okay. So sweet. I'm really curious who we're going to pick up on today, because I everyone that comes in here is going to be a different place in their love story. Let's see what's going on. Is this Jillian? Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you. Oh, hi. All right. So where are you calling from? And are you in some sort of basement?
I am in a basement. Hold on. Here are my kids. This is Charlotte. She's six.
Hi, Charlotte.
This is
Ross.
Caleb. He's eight.
Hi, Caleb. I'm Ross. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hi. We're in my basement. We're all working out together.
Oh my God. The family that works out together. I love that.
Yeah. So, my husband and I pretty much built a gym during COVID so I wouldn't have to go. Uh-huh. And my daughter actually has COVID right now. So she's like recovering from it. And so we're all home, not working, not going to school. So we're having a little family fun time.
I always dreamt about having a basement. I never in my life have had a basement. We didn't have that in Washington state. We don't really have basements there. We didn't have that in California. Now I'm on the East Coast. Like I got a house here, but it doesn't have a basement.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I love it. Our house is also really, really old. Like, it was built in like, I don't know, like the 1800s or something. So we have like actual tree trunks in the basement.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have to watch this on our YouTube channel. She's showing me tree trunks are holding up her house.
Yeah. There's four of them. And then the foundation is like really, really old, like stones.
Think about who made that in the 1800s. Like, what?
It's really crazy.
I know. Okay. So wait. So you said you and your husband, how long have you been married?
So we've been married for a little over 10 years. We've been together like 15 though.
And where'd you meet?
I'm a lawyer and we met in law school. He doesn't practice. He hated it. So we met in law school, but I live in Rhode Island. We met in Rhode Island.
Mom, your weight's too.
Okay.
Do you know that Rhode Island is not an island? I just went there for the first time last year and we were driving and it said, welcome to Rhode Island. And I turned to my husband and I go, where was the water?
Yeah.
We didn't drive over any water to get here.
Yeah. There's lots of ocean, but it's funny because where I met my husband is actually on an island, it's called Aquidneck Island. And we,
you must Aquidneck.
Yeah. Right. But I lived there. That's where our law school was. And my husband, I had lived in Rhode Island my whole life. Typical Rhode Islander though, like you don't drive more than 20 minutes. So I didn't really ever go to that part of the state. And he had told me something about Aquidneck Island. I was like, I don't even know where that is. And he's like, honey, that's where you live.
Oh, so he's the smart one. I see. You're the lawyer, but he's the smart one.
Yeah.
What was it about your husband that you made you know that he was the one?
He was just like my best friend. We had so much fun together. We were had a lot in common. We both liked to be outside a lot. We both liked all the same kind of activities, and we had tons of fun together all the time.
Let me ask your son, what do your mom and dad like? How would you describe their relationship?
Be honest.
They both like meat.
We both like meat.
Meat. Oh, you know, I bet you do. Okay.
Every like fifth anniversary, wedding anniversary, we've gone to like a food trip. Cute. And we went to New York City for our 5-year anniversary. And we actually saved up for like as long as we were planning the trip to eat at La Bernardin.
Oh my God. How good was it?
It was amazing. It was so much fun. It was such an experience.
Fancy. And actually,
for our 10 year, we went to Ogunquit, Maine, and we ate at this restaurant called Elda. And that was really, really cool. If you ever go to Ogunquit, Maine, check it out.
I've never been. I love that you guys are around food, that you'll celebrate that way. Because my husband and I, our favorite thing, we love to go out to dinner and then just catch up that way and like just one-on-one talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy that you invited me into your basement, which sounds very serial killer-y. But I know you're not a serial killer, even though you do love meat, which is weird.
I do.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's how you're described by your child is a funny thing. You understand. All right. Thank you so much. And nice to meet you guys.
Yes. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye. Okay. All fun, you guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am wonderful, especially now.
Okay. You're driving. This people calling in when they're driving makes me so nervous. I need you to 10 and 2 and 2 eyes forward. Got it?
Got it. Yep. You yelled at my friend last week for the same thing.
Oh, that was your friend who called in driving. That drove me crazy.
Yes, Chelsea, the lesbian Chelsea. Yes.
I remember lesbian Chelsea. Now, are you a lesbian as well?
I am not. I am
That's
not.
Okay. No, okay. But, that's okay. We're very tolerant of straight people here. It's fine.
I appreciate it. She is my best friend though. So
well, let's talk about you. What's going on with your love story? Where are you in your love journey?
I have been married for just over 11 years to this husband. It's my second one. Okay. I made a better choice the second time around.
What did you know that you didn't know the first time that may help you make this educated choice?
Okay. So with my first, I kind of fell into the role that I saw my mom play in my mom and dad's marriage. It was always, well, what does dad want? What does dad want for dinner? What does dad, you know? And so I kind of started my first marriage that way. And then when I realized that wasn't really me, it didn't work.
Yeah.
So the second time around, if I need something, I ask for it. If he does something that upsets me, I sit on it for a minute to decide if it's a me issue or if it's an issue that's worth having a hard conversation.
Mm.
and have that conversation when it's needed.
You know what? And that's the stuff that you don't get, I think, unless you go to a lot of therapy or you have a lot of life experience, right?
Yep. 100%. He and I have had very open conversations about, like, we work because, not because I need him or he needs me, but we prefer it that way. I want him in my life. He wants me there. But I'd be fine financially without him. He'd be fine financially without me. We're just better together. But we aren't so dependent on each other that it's, you know, I feel like that's what caught me that first time is I got in there and was playing a role. It wasn't me.
Well, thank you. All right. Dear God.
Okay. I am thrilled for your love story as well.
Thank you. Are you in a minivan?
I am not in a minivan. I'm in a Bronco.
You're in a Bronco. Oh, I always wanted a minivan. I always I know. Dual side cup holders, all of it, you know?
I know. That's the dream, right? You go on I'll take it on all your shows.
Yeah. Maybe just drive around from place to place. Yeah. Maybe one day. All right.
Yep. Maybe one day you can afford it. I believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you. I believe in you too. Thank you for believing in my dream of a minivan. I appreciate it.
All right. Yes.
Bye, bye, my love.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss to you. Bye. Bye. Talk to you soon. Oh, all right. Well, love stories. I really do want a minivan. I mean, I think that could be a love story for me. One time I was on tour and I got a Chevy something. I've test driven all of them. The Chevy something. The Chrysler was the really nice one. Toyota is good. I drove the Honda minivan. I always choose a minivan when I'm getting a rental car because, you know, it's the one, it's my fetish and it's how I get my fix. Wanda, hi.
Hey, Ross, how are you?
Well, I'm fabulous. I want to know where you are in your love journey. What's going on?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's quite an answer, Wanda.
Been married 36 years.
Oh, God.
That's why I said, oh, God. and it's more of a friendship. It's, you get past the, you know, hugging and kissing and holding hands. And then you get on to, it's more of a friendship. Cause you know, the older you get, this hurts, that hurts, this hurts, that hurts. And then you're living in a house together and you're living in a big house, but it's a lonely house.
Do you think this is something that all married couples feel after 36 years together?
I think it's not necessarily right after 36 years, but I think it's at that mark. And I think you get to that point where, okay, you know, I look after you, you look after me, but it's a lonely life. It really, really is.
Wanda, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I've got great kids. I've got a new puppy. So he keeps me busy. I've got a Great Pyrenees. A Great Pyrenees. They're white. They look like a great big huge sheepdog.
My God, dear. I thought you said you had a great pair of knees. And I was talking about what I'm talking? I think you're talking about like, no. Like I could be on my knees all day long. I was what? Wanda? Wanda.
No, my knees aren't great. But anyway, you know what? You take things out of a marriage and you put things in. So you may not have I'm going to chase you into the bedroom, but you've got great kids. You've got, you know that the other person's going to be there. I remember somebody saying to me once at the end of the day, when it's time to go to the big house, who do you want beside you? And when I got married, I thought, who do I want beside me when I'm, you know, 90 years old, or if I'm 100 years old, God willing, and not, for, you know, and in dying, who do I want holding my hand? Or, you know, who's going to look after me when I'm not well? And that's what you give and you take. I mean, it's tough.
So let me ask you a question. 36 years in, can I ask?
Go ahead.
Anything's off limits? Nothing's off limits. I can ask anything.
Go for it.
You still doing it?
No.
And do you miss it?
Yes. Oh. It's been 10 years.
Since you've done it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, tonight. Do it tonight. No,
you can't. You know, it's, you have to want to. And I'm not, when I got married, I was barely 100 pounds. Okay. Mm. I'm three times that size now. Mm. And I've got a really bad knee and I got a really bad back. My back is getting better, but I've got a really bad knee.
Do you feel sexy?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell, I'm trying to lose weight. We're both diabetics, like just type two. So it's nothing super bad. But you know, when you just, you don't care anymore, so you sit down with a bag of chips, and you don't care anymore, and you sit down with a couple of Pepsis, and you don't care anymore, and you sit down with a bag of nuts or whatever you can put your hands on. So you go from 100 pounds on the day you got married to 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And there are days where I'm thinking, okay, I'm watching my calories. I'm only taking in 1,000 calories. And then I think, oh, screw it. You know, I'm going to have that ice cream bar, or I'm going to grab that chocolate bar, or I'm going to grab that hunk of cheese or whatever. And you just get to the point where you just don't care.
Are you there that you don't care?
Well, I know I have to do something because I need knee surgery, but the doctors won't do the knee surgery until I lose another 40 pounds.
When you take the reins of your health in your life, I feel like a lot will change for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you are at this point in your life where I'm so glad that we got to talk today, because I feel like you needed to talk today.
I did.
Uh-huh. And I want to thank you so much for being so open and honest with me. And I'm going to be the same with you. I'm going to give you what you gave me. Okay. Because I don't like that you said that you don't feel sexy. I don't like that it's been 10 years. I don't like that kind of stuff. I want you to feel, I want you to feel fabulous, because I think that you are. I think you are interesting. I think you're gorgeous. I think you're passionate. I think you have a lot going on, Wanda. All right. So I just want you to, I want you to know that, like, you talk about, you said you just stop caring after a while and say, oh, screw it. Don't give in so easily. You are too powerful for that.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, look at my face right now.
Wanda,
you are a force.
I've been told that.
Mm-hmm. So next time you're tempted or you don't know if you can do it or you just don't care, look at my face. Wanda, you're
I saw a you, you force. Did it. I like you're my inspiration because I saw what, and no offense, I saw what you were and I saw what you are now. And you've lost so much weight. I see that all the time. Every time I see you on, whether it's, you know, on Instagram or on the television or wherever. I mean, I don't know how you did it, Ross. I really don't.
But one choice after the other, after the other, after the other. And I never did in Ozempic or anything. It was one choice and they add up. And I'll tell you, it's ups, it's downs. I'm always in the fight, but I regained so much more than I ever imagined when I took the reins. And it's everything you talked about, Wanda. It was about getting what I wanted in my life. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for you because I know you are a force. Whatever you want, you can get. I want to thank you for sharing your journey because it honestly, it's very honest. I hope you listen back to yourself too and hear yourself. And there's no right or wrong, you know, whatever works for you, whatever works for you.
I'm going to try. Yeah. I'm going to try. And you know, every day is one step forward.
Yeah. I think you're pretty great, Wanda. You hear me?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Wanda. You're the best. All right, you guys. Well, here's the deal. We learned a lot today. Wanda shared a whole lot. Thank you, Wanda. We learned, that wherever people are in their journey, the number one thing I think, and I hope you heard me say this a lot this week, is that there's no right or wrong way in your love journey. Whatever works for you. If you're happy, if you're good, if you're not hurting anybody and you and your partner agree on this, or you are fine by yourself or whatever, do you. Just make sure that you're honoring whoever you are and whatever union you're in. Got it? Good. I wish for all of you love. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how I proposed to my husband. It's pretty cute. That's coming up on Hello Ross. And welcome back to the program. So I told you, my husband and I met in January of 2020. It was in February of 2021, February 13th, to be precise. I wanted to do it on the 13th, so we would forever have the 13th and Valentine's Day to celebrate. I just wanted to give us 2 days. I knew I was going to ask my Welly to marry me. That's his name, Wellington. I call him Welly. And it was really in the height of the pandemic. I mean, everything was shut down. And how do you propose to somebody when you can't be around people? So I organized a Zoom, which sounds now like it's so impersonal. I get it, but it wasn't. There were 50 people in the room from all over the world, 50 people who meant so much to us, people from his world and my world and our world, and people in New Zealand, Michelle Visage from Drag Race. She was shooting down under and she was on Zoom, friends from all over. And our friend Nikki Boyer, who was with me when I met Welly and actually eventually officiated our wedding, she hosted the Zoom and we told everybody what was going on. Come at a certain time. And I told Welly we were having a Zoom happy hour with our friends that we go to Puerto Vallarta with, you know, cute. And I was stressed, like, it's a five, make sure you're here. He's like, okay, calm down. That'll be fine if I'm 5 minutes late. I'm like, yeah, you know, Nikki, she's really stressed about time and this and that, whatever. So he sits down and I'm like, are you ready to say hi? And he's like, yeah. And I open it up and he sees this Zoom filled with 50 people. And he's like, Pam from work, what's Pam doing here? Because Pam from where he works was there. His mom and dad were in the Zoom, his brothers and sisters, our friends from everywhere, his friends from college, my friends from middle school. And I let him be confused for a little while. What's going on? And then I asked him. And he actually stood up and walked out of the room. And I said, my friends were so nervous. They told me later they were like freaking out and like going to like, you know, orbits.com to book flights to come to New York just to be with me. They thought he was saying no, but I knew my Welly better than that. I knew he just needed a moment to let it all absorb. And he came back in and I said, will you marry me? And he said, of course. And we hugged and everybody started cheering. And then we sat down and everyone was having cocktails. And one by one, we went around 50 people across the globe and everyone said a toast to us. And what felt like on paper could have been the most impersonal thing was anything but, because it was a connection that even a pandemic couldn't stop. We were determined to be there for each other and you could feel the love even from across the world. Oh, I'm such a sucker for love. I know what a good human like my husband has done for me. He's changed my life. So whatever is good for you, I wish that for you. Yeah, I do. And you guys get to define that for yourself. I hope you find whatever you're looking for. And I hope you feel loved this week. And if you're all alone, just know that I love you. All right. And Wanda is not the only force of nature. Even though I may not know you, I know that you are too. So go get whatever you want. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I love you. Thanks for listening to Hello Ross. And until next time, bye-bye. Hey, it's me, Ross Matthews. Thanks so much for listening. It means a ton. Make sure you like us, give us a good review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can find us on video at Cumulus Podcast Network on YouTube.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.